Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
A major name could be back this Saturday at the Rumble, plus NXT stars backstage at Raw, and a SmackDown star wants their theme song back. For Tuesday, January the 25th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Presented by CultaholicShop.com. Get your exclusive Cultaholic FC kit and a Jack the Jobber buddy to talk fabe strategy with. Up the faves! And so much more at CultaholicShop.com. Ronda Rousey, who made her WWE debut at Royal Rumble 2018, could be back for Royal Rumble 2022. Fightful reporting that WWE has been pushing for Ronda Rousey to make her return to the company this Saturday at the Royal Rumble. This was something that was also confirmed by Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer Live, saying that Ronda Rousey is apparently set to be at the Royal Rumble. We don't know whether this means she will be competing or whether she will just be observing. She is set to be there, according to Brian Alvarez. Dave Meltzer also adds, regarding the Ronda Rousey stories, she is definitely on the books for WrestleMania, and being in the Rumble would certainly set it up. We haven't seen Ronda Rousey in ring since the main event of WrestleMania 35. She dropped the Raw Women's Championship to Becky Lynch in a match that also featured Charlotte Flair. The first time the Women's Championship match has gone on last on the grandest stage of them all. Seems like an appropriate time in the build-up to WrestleMania 38 to bring Ronda Rousey back into the fold for the Royal Rumble. Speaking of the Rumble, last night on Raw, more names were announced for the Men's Rumble. Omos, Riddle, Randy Orton, Otis, Chad Gable, Robert Roode, and Dolph Ziggler were confirmed for the men's match. 22 men have now been confirmed for that one, with 8 spots still left unnamed. For the Women's Rumble, 21 of the 30 have been announced. So there's plenty of room there for some fun surprise entrants at the Royal Rumble this Saturday. We saw a birthday party crashed by the Grit couple last night on Raw, and we saw Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar going face-to-face for the last time before they step into the ring together on Saturday. Full results from last night's episode of Raw you can find at cultaholic.com.
There's one sound that brings a feeling to you that you can't quite describe, and that's the name of the man who's going to drop you on your head with everybody saying, L.A. Knight. Yeah!
Here's somebody who was getting about backstage at Raw last night. So L.A. Knight, along with Roderick Strong from the Diamond Mine, were representing NXT last night at Raw. So it was reported early on that they were backstage at the taping. It turned out they were there to wrestle. They competed in matches taped for WWE Main Event, which was recorded before Raw got underway. And it was on that taping that L.A. Knight defeated Cedric Alexander. And we saw Roderick Strong losing to T-Bar with Mace at ringside. Mixed results for the NXT crop. You have to believe that WWE are trying these two out. They're kind of the final two, really. There's Pete Dunne in the mix as well, I guess, and a couple of other ones. But they're sort of the final batch of Triple H's NXT guys, really. And I guess they're trying to see whether they can find a fit for them on Monday Night Raw. I mean, Roderick Strong, I don't know personally. I would certainly hope so. Certainly with LA Knight, I feel like he's got that kind of sports entertainment style charisma that I think WWE would bite on. But that's one to watch out for. Look out for LA Knight and Roderick Strong competing on Main Event in the weeks to come.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry? Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So WrestleMania is around the corner, just a few months to go now, and we're there. And WWE put out the following yesterday. As first reported by the Dallas Morning News, Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, an unprecedented superstar access, WWE Hall of Fame induction, and NXT Stand and Deliver will all take place in the Dallas area in the lead up to the grandest stage of them all. The Showcase of the Immortals is set for April the 2nd and 3rd at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, with details for the other week's events to be released at a later date. So we knew that Raw and SmackDown had been confirmed for WrestleMania week. They're coming out of the same rough area. Superstar Access is something that is nice to see added again. You know, if you're going along for WrestleMania week to Texas, you're going to have a busy week. The Edinburgh Fringe Festival of Wrestling is well and truly back on. NXT Stand and Deliver is an interesting one. We weren't sure if we would get a takeover around WrestleMania week this year. I know we're not calling them takeovers anymore. That's just force of habit, that is. But we are getting an NXT 2.0 show on the road. Should be interesting to see how well that goes down. Hopefully well for everybody involved. Well, obviously, when we know more about the dates and all the other stuff, we will let you know at cultaholic.com. It was a tough set of tapings for Impact Wrestling. A lot of frantic rewriting as a result of the coronavirus. PW Insider say, quote, Impact Wrestling dealt with a lot of issues over the weekend due to COVID-19, with a number of talent and staff missing the tapings due to medical protocols, whether it be testing positive or being in contact with someone close who had. One source noted the COVID issues were, quote, the worst they had seen in a long time. And there were a lot of pivots and rewrites over the course of the week. In terms of how the taping shook down, it looks like they came out of it all right, considering the frantic rewriting they were doing. I know that, you know, they had to sort of think a lot of plans again, but as we talked about in the taping spoilers yesterday, a lot of cool stuff happened regardless.
It's a shame for fame to bluff your head. A careless man who could wind up dead. You wear your sin like it's some kind of prize. Too many lies, too many lies. Oh, these words are true, and I'll make you believe. Yeah, you fight for air and struggle just to breathe.
opinions on Lobster Head. Too Many Lies, Written on My Face, whatever you want to call it. Seamus's old theme music. Seamus, however, loves it. He spoke to Daily DDT and he wants it back. He said, "When I came back, I really wanted to bring that song back, but it was shot down. Vince hates it. Some other people don't like it or didn't agree, but it's very nostalgic. I haven't given up on it. I guarantee you I will get that song back. I just don't know when, and nobody is going to know when, but I will get a chance to bring it back." For me, when that music hits, there's a lot of nostalgia and stuff and a lot of memories of great wins. You know what I mean? Like 10 years ago when I won the Royal Rumble in St. Louis, when that music played throughout the arena after I won the Rumble. I haven't given up on it. It's just a bit of strategic measure going on right now about when I can get that back. But I don't think we've heard the last of Written in Your Face. Whether you like that theme song or not, apparently we are getting it back. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. Check out the 10 biggest Royal Rumble controversies. There has been at least one occasion where hashtag cancel WWE Network was trending as a result of a Rumble win. So there's some interesting ones in there. You can watch it on the YouTube channel right now, as well as the latest wrestling news throughout the day at Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.